Thursday.
The chains, but the chains only bring me. That slow burn way while it gets dark. In the sun, I feel grown up with you in your car. I know it's dumb.
Hello, my name is Ava Maiella, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This show is All Right with Ava, which is named because after almost every song, I'll always just be like, all right, as my transition word, and my friends picked up on it last year when I first started doing radio, and they were like, maybe you should stop doing that, and I couldn't, so All Right with Ava. I'm subbing today, so this is not my normal radio slot. I normally am Saturdays from 6 to 7 every other Saturday, but I'll be on air this Saturday, so Saturday at 6. What you just listened to was A World Alone by Lorde. I love it. It's so emo. It's so like middle school for me. But I've been listening to a lot of old music, and so I was like, this one isn't absolutely horrible. Let's play it. The next song I'm going to play is Graceland 2 by Phoebe Bridgers. And I just love this song because I love how it's so clearly just about like really strong long-term friendships. My friend actually, who randomly ended up at Boston University this year, sent me this song when we were texting recently, and I was like, that's so cute and nice. So hope you guys enjoy. Graceland 2 by Phoebe Bridgers. And next up, I'm going to be playing the Maisie Peters song of the hour. I used to be a really big Maisie Peters fan, and I still am, but all the new music is getting quite upsetting. I feel like Maisie has all this like beautiful artistry and potential. Honestly, not in the song I'm about to play. It's just a song I like, but just in general. And She has not been using it. But this song is going to be Personal Best by Maisie Peters. And I'm playing this song to kind of connect to my sister. I have an older sister, and I just went through like a really weird breakup, and she was really there for me, and we listened to the song. It's funny because when we first both heard this song, we thought it was about like one of the terrible men that Maisie writes about, and we were like, that's so lame that she would write a song called Personal Best about like a man. But no, it's about her sister. And so Madison and I like to listen to this song, and when we're having bad days, we'll like, you know, I mean, I know I listen to it, and I think she does too. So this is Personal Best by Maisie Peters. Hope you guys enjoy.
August was two blue bikes we don't use, now you drive. Apple juice to pink wine, oh, what's yours is always mine. And the months flew like swallows to sea. Now you're calling my phone instead of my street. Are you dancing whilst I am asleep? Do you miss having me beside you? In the front of your car on the way home, speeding past Brighton with our arms out to halo. And I'd walk into the wild if you'd say so. Oh, and that was then. Oh, and that was then. You're my favorite escape in the city, and I don't feel right. My personal best. September was plastic bags, cutlery and news we had. Missing you when I walk, the party's over, can you talk? And the months flew like swallows to sea. Now you're calling my phone instead of my street. Are you dancing whilst I am asleep? Do you miss having me beside you? In the front of your car on the way home, speeding past Brighton with our arms out to halo. And I'd walk into the wild if you'd say so. Oh, and that was then. Oh, city, and I don't feel right unless you are here with me. All that we are is the greatest of victories. You're my personal best. My personal best. 7 hours, longest drive, I wait for you, station side, heart is half. Till you say I missed you.
The behind the scenes of during that song was me running into this little bathroom and trying to get water, because normally I bring my water and I totally forgot it. So very sweet song, super chaotic in the studio during that one. Anyways, that was Personal Best by Maisie Peters. Next up, oh my gosh, I love this song. It's so short, so I'll literally be talking to you again in like a minute. But it's called Before I Knew by, I think it's Basia Boulad. I really don't know how to pronounce her name, but it will be listed while I play the song. This is so pretty. I listened to it a lot when I was really little, and I was reminded of it recently, and it's been on repeat, and I wish it was longer, but here's a really nice 1 minute 15 second song.
Before
I just love that song. That was Before I Knew by Basia Bula. I don't even remember what I said for the first time I tried to pronounce that name, so my bad. The next song is Colorado by Renee Rapp. Yes, I'm on the Renee Rapp train, even though some of the songs are literally psychotic. This one is kind of psychotic, but I love it because it's so real. It's so escapist. Vibes of just like, maybe my life would be better if I was just in a completely different space right now. I did that in high school and it was better when I did it. So not to, you know, fuel anyone's fire if they're planning on like moving across the country, but it's nice. Anyways, yeah, hope you guys like this song, Colorado by Renee Rapp. So that was Colorado by Renee Rapp. Very fun. Next song is so hysterical to me. It's not supposed to be that funny, but it's one of those things where my sister is like such a good comedian in very little amounts, and it's always like really random moments. But the first time she showed me this song, it's Scarlet by Holly Humberstone, I think. It was really funny because there's this one point in the song where she switches like the dialogue to what the guy is saying to her, and I just always picture the way my sister like pretended to be the guy singing it, and it's such a man thing. You'll hear the lyric. It's really funny if you let it be. But yeah, This is Scarlet by Holly Humberstone.
You said, darling, will we go the distance? In such blissful ignorance, couldn't hit more like a bolt from the blue. And hate me, if you're gonna hate me. But just say it plainly, with everything lately, I just need the truth.
Looking back.
We go together like bad British weather, and the one day I made plans. So go hell for leather, and know that it's out of my hands. Go ahead now. Cause I cried all the summer away. Ooh, you left me waiting on a heartbreak. I just cried all the summer away. Now I'm drunk and screaming. As I stood there pouring my heart out with you, just completely unfazed. And you said, Scarlet, I don't need to be responsible for everything you're feeling. You're emotional grim reaper, I feel bad for you. I can't entertain these games. Hate to rain on your parade, it's just the way I'm feeling. It's just the way I'm feeling. Cause I cried all the summer.
So that was Scarlet by Holly Humberstone. And next up is the last kind of like sad song of this playlist, I think. And this one's really sad. It's going to be a bit of a jump from that fun vibe, but that's what I always do with music anyway. I just jump around with feelings. And this is going to be The Archer by Taylor Swift. This song is so slept on. Like, I feel like this is one of Taylor Swift's probably top 10 in my opinion, which is hard because there's so many, but I absolutely love the song and I listened to it a lot over winter break and like the beginning of this semester, and it's just so beautiful. So I'm gonna remind everyone of how amazing it is because I am simply obsessed, and so all my friends are too now. But this is The Archer by Taylor Swift.
Come back. Ready for combat. I say I don't want that. What if I do? Cause cruelty wins in the movies. I've got 100 thrown out speeches I almost said to you. Easy they come, easy they go. I jump from the train, I ride off alone. I never grew up, it's getting so old. Help me hold on to you. I've been the archer, I've been the prey. Who could ever leave me, darling? but who could stay? Dark side, a search for your dark side. But what if I'm all right here? And I cut off my nose just to spite my face, and I hate my reflection.
She really is just for like one specific emotion, and it's kind of like delusional, but I love it. So that was The Archer by Taylor Swift. Before I go into the next half of my playlist that are like fun, more upbeat-ish, I don't know, happy vibes, I'm gonna do a PSA, because we have to do PSAs. So I was just looking through the little book of them, and I was pleasantly surprised to see this one, so here we go. Numbers to think about: worldwide cost of American healthcare. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the planet's population. Numbers to think about from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That's really interesting. I always read the latter PSA because I love that one. So I think I've just kind of like gotten used to memorizing the latter PSA. So I'm going to try and switch it up and practice my reading skills. Yay! We love college. Okay, so that was a very important PSA. Next up, we're going to do a fun one. This is such a throwback. It's La-Di-Da by Lennon Stella. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy.
Some things don't sit right this close to midnight. It's someone else in this light. Ooh, 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 ooh. Stand in the kitchen, attempting to fix this, so I try to listen to you. You're gonna say something you don't mean, so just before you take it too far, hold my ear, say la da da dee da. Your empty words made for hurting me, so just before you take it too far, hold my ear, say la da da dee da, la da da dee da, la da da dee da, Take me down with you. Feed off each other's issues.
La-di-da by Lennon Stella. I just love that whole album, actually, that Lennon Stella did. It's so good. It's called Love Me. I listened to it a lot in high school, and I highly recommend everyone checks it out. Next up, we have a fun one. It is Weekend by Upstate. It's like more of a funky, groovy vibe, kind of country. So yeah, I don't usually listen to music like this, so the ones I like are really, I think, good. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
We could just stay in, do the same old thing, be just by ourselves, don't need no one else. I just wanna take you out on the weekend. Think I can. I just wanna hold your hand on the weekend. I just wanna take you out on the weekend. That's my plan, but I gotta go to work in the morning. We could just stay in, do the same old thing, be just by ourselves. I just wanna take you out on the weekend. If I can, I just wanna hold your hand on the weekend. Well, I just wanna take you out on the weekend. That's my plan, but I gotta go to work in the morning. We could just stay in.
the morning.
All right, so that was Weekend by Upstate. I really like that song. It is listed under country for genre. I don't know. I wouldn't normally put it for country, even though I said that earlier. It's because I was looking, but who knows? I love that song. The next song I'm going to play is called Kick It To Me. It's by Sammy Ray and the Friends, and I have a funny story. I rediscovered this song probably like the last week of December. The last week of December, and my friend, actually, no, it was January, whatever. My friend Elsa was over, and they had to deal with listening to this song 24/7 because it's all I was playing all the time, and I'm so obsessed with it, so I'm dedicating 6 minutes of my show to this song. It's really good, so I hope you guys enjoy. It's called Kick It To Me by Sammy Ray and the Friends.
Have a lot of bad days. My stomach got too hurting in the worst way. Singing the blues all on my own in a dark room. Nobody there, all on my own in a dark room. But nowadays we got a lot of good news. You finally kicked the cigarettes. I ain't been singing the blues nearly as much since I've been living with you. Love me too much. And I say, you kick it to me, I can make you better. Boy, you kick it to me, I can make you better. Father, oh. Come make you better for you. Kick it to me, I can make you better for you. Kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Kick it to me, I can make you better for me. Oh, kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Make it better, it's all better. I know we didn't think that it would turn out. You started off too quick, you're gonna burn out. Turning, you send her home when the night comes. Let it go, send her home when the night comes. But nowadays we headed to the same place. And nowadays we're working at the same pace. I'm still here, still bright when the night comes. Still burning, still bright when the night comes. You kick it to me and I make it better for you. Kick it to me, I gon' make you better for it. Kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Kick it to me, I can make you better for you. Kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Kick it to me, I can make you better for you. Oh, kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Make it better, cause it's all better. I didn't feel it on the first day, but now I got it in the worst way. And don't it feel alright? I get it better and it gets better every day. I get it bad and it gets better every day. I didn't think it was a good look. No, you get to worry that we could love. Oh, and don't it feel okay? I get it bad and it gets better every day. I didn't feel it on the first day.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Kick It To Me by Sammy Ray and The Friends. I really like that song, and I love the song that's coming up next. It is Karma by Sarah Kinsley, and I feel like all of my comments on these songs are just, I love this song, and like, yes, I do love this song too. But the next four songs in the radio show are kind of starting to go from like a happy upbeat vibe to like a calmer chill vibe to get to the last song. Yeah, I tried to actually plan it this time instead of just jumping all over the place with all the different like styles of music like I normally do. So hope you guys enjoy. This is Karma by Sarah Kinsley.
Come on and take a seat and let's get started. Tell me, fortune teller, will I let another broken heart in? It's not up to me to decide. The gods have told me this a thousand times. It's not up to you. So what is the truth?
So that was Karma by Sarah Kinsley. I definitely believe in karma in general. It's so funny. My coworker at work the other day told me, I don't know the word for it, but you know, people who like talk to the dead and talk to spirits. She was like, I am one of those people. And I don't know if I'm that far on the like believer line, but I was like, you do you. That's so exciting. but she also believes in karma. So who knows? Maybe I'm on my way. Every single time I hear people that say that they know how to talk to the dead, I know it's like a legitimate, like it's a profession. I just think of Teresa Caputo and the Long Island Medium. And I was going to be that with my friend Sam for Halloween. And maybe we should do that again. I think that'd be funny. All right. Next song is Give Me All Your Love by Hemlock Springs. Absolutely love this song. So obsessed. I had it on repeat in like the middle of last semester. And I'm bringing it back. So hope you guys enjoy.
A fool. Deep in the art. Where did it start?
Hemlock Springs, who just played that song. That song was Give Me All Your Love by Hemlock Springs. They have this other new song that's called Stranger Danger, and I did not love it, unfortunately, which is why I didn't play it. But they also have this other song called Girlfriend that I am just so obsessed with, so highly recommend you guys play that. It just didn't really fit into any of the vibes for today's show, but it's amazing. Next up, we have a similar moment. The next song is Sleep Talking by Indigo D'Souza, and I absolutely love this song. I love the part, like almost the instrumental, like the vocals with the instrumental, not the actual just like words that she's singing. You'll know what I'm talking about when you hear it, but yeah, hope you guys enjoy this song.
Nothing left but a feeling. so well. Please get me out of the depths of hell. When I get home, I'm gonna sell you my soul. When I get home,
so that was Sleep Talking by Indigo D'Souza. I love that song. The majority of the songs on this playlist that I'm playing right now are songs that I just love to scream in my room. And so I thought that instead of doing that and making my sweet mates listen to all of these songs again, I would just bring them here and sing in this little radio station. But anyways, this is my last song of the radio show. And I'm going to sign off afterwards because I'm a little bit short of the show, but I see some really cool equipment being set up for the next one, so it seems like it's going to be very fun and exciting. But for the last song today, I am playing Open Season by High Highs, and this song was reintroduced to me when I forced all of my friends to watch Pitch Perfect and basically watch me perform with my friend, like, all the songs, because we both had little Pitch Perfect faces. And probably out of the, like, 7 people that were there, 4 people did not enjoy any of it. But we found this song because it's in the movie after, you know, the, like, whole emo breakup between Bella and whatever the other person's name is. I should probably know that if I'm really that obsessed with the movie. But anyways, enough of my rambling. This is Open Season by High Highs.
Get on your knees in the fog. You can leave it all in your mind. All in your mind. Call in the backseat of friend. It is real.
Get on your knees in the fire. You can leave it all in your mind. It is all in your mind.
All right, so that was Open Season by High Highs. My name is Ava Maiella, and you are listening to All Right with Ava. At 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope everyone has a really good night and enjoys the next show. For now, I'm just going to be putting on some automated music, and sometimes it can be quite the genre change. So everyone brace themselves. I hope everyone has a lovely week. Goodbye.
Twenty years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into law. The act was a huge step forward for the 50 million people in this country living with a disability, and the culmination of years of effort by those who marched and spoke up and refused to be treated as second-class citizens. It helped renew the promise that here in America, we're defined not by our limitations, but by our potential. As we celebrate